The Bloomington Print Collective is a center for print artists to share tools and expertise and for the public to get fine art printing done or even t-shirts silkscreen. Co-founder Danielle Urschel joins Michael Glab on this week's edition of Big Talk. Danielle discovered Bloomington as a teenager, taking road trips down this way from northern Indiana with friends. She fell in love with the city and the university and decided to stay here after earning her advanced fine arts degree. Danielle talks about the collective as well as the print arts in general. She'll even explain what Intaglio is.
Hi, this is Big Talk. Michael Glab here, and my guest today is Danielle Urschel. She's the big boss at Bloomington Print Collective. But I bet she says I'm not the big boss.
I'm not the big boss, Mike.
But someone's got to be.
It's controlled chaos.
First, let's try to figure out what in the heck the Bloomington Print Collective is.
Okay. Well, the Print Collective is a Bloomington printmaking shop. Printmaking as in screen printing, lithography, intaglio, relief printing.
Intaglio.
Intaglio printing.
That sounds like a Renaissance word.
It's etching and engraving.
That is.
As in come up to my room and see my etchings.
Uh-huh.
That's where you've heard of it.
Now, when you say screening, that means actually put a design on cloth or something? That would be...
Right. So screen printing is used for printing t-shirts, but traditionally in the art field, it's used also for printing on paper, which is also called serigraphy, which means more of a fine arts screen printing.
But so you do both?
Yep, we do both.
So how long has this outfit been in existence?
Well, we first came together in 2011, myself and some other printmakers. The thing about printmaking is when you, like I had finished my master's degree here, and one of the other members had just finished their BFA. And like when you're a painter, maybe you just need some paintbrushes and some canvas. But at IU, they have this great facility, and then you graduate from there, and now you're kind of in your basement trying to expose screens with a light bulb and trying to print with spoons. So a lot of printmakers came together, and we said, hey, what if we just take all of our equipment, all of our know-how, all of our sweat, and build a place that we can all share? I had just gotten an Indiana Arts Council grant for a relief press, and some other people had letterpress equipment. I had already set up a screen printing workshop at Rhino's for like no money really, just out of junk. And so we, Luke Woodeman and myself and Izzy Jarvis and some other printmakers came together in the space that had been Paper Crane, and that was 2010. It's actually an old warehouse building. So we jumped on it, and the way it works is we have members, and we all share the rent, and we share upkeep, and we share equipment, and we all take out the trash. The lease is in my name, so somehow I'm a little more in charge, because at the end of the month, I'm the one who has to make sure we have the money. Our original model was that we had actually seven members at that point to share rent, and each of them paid a certain amount of money, and they also had to volunteer. So twice a week we had open print where any community member could come in and learn printmaking for $5 an hour, which is a pretty good price. And then we did that for about 3 years. And in this economy and in Bloomington, that just wasn't sustainable. Also, in Bloomington, people leave. It's a Gilligan's Island. People leave, they come back, they leave. They might be gone for 12 years. So of the original seven, there are two of us still here. So we have two of the original members, and then we have three additional new members.
Is this how it worked? Say Danielle owned a machine, some kind of expensive machine.
Right.
Then when on open print day or whenever you could do it, could anybody come and use Danielle's machine?
Absolutely. Yep. That's how we do it. We share.
Uh-huh. And does Danielle then have to give permission each time,
no.
Or is it just assumed?
It's just assumed. At this point, we're not so heavy on the education part.
Yeah.
We're more heavy on the, here's a space to use.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as we have enough paying monthly members, we've, you know, skin of our teeth, we've been here 5 years. We're located at 401 West 6th Street, and we're in the Photo Solution Building.
Uh-huh.
The easiest way to get a hold of us is to go to our Facebook page, mm-hmm. Bloomington Print Collective. My personal email is there. And I'm, even though it's a collective, I'm the one who mostly deals with people. What we're actually at this point really looking for is another member. It's $150 a month for total access.
Mm-hmm.
And that also means that you don't have to volunteer, but you have to help with the space setup.
Yeah, sweep up a little.
Right, because we're down to 4 members, and 5 members is what we need to hit our rent. And then all the $5 an hour people is just to pay for extra stuff, like paper towels.
How did you get into this printing racket from the get-go?
Well, gosh, let's see. My first printmaking I ever did was in high school. And I printed a bunch of anti-Ronald Reagan t-shirts in my basement. And I lived up by Chicago.
In your basement?
In my basement. I was in like 10th grade. And
okay.
We had this amazing fine arts department in Valparaiso, where I went to school.
Okay.
Not a great town. Great fine arts department. And they taught screen printing in 10th grade. So I got into it in high school. And then in the summers, I'd go to the Art Institute for classes, and they had a great print shop there. They had amazing printmaking department there. And then when I moved to Bloomington, I got my BFA in fine arts, majoring in printmaking. And then I went on to get my master's degree in fine arts. Very interesting people in the printmaking departments, I would say. Very unusual people.
Why? How?
Who are really passionate about mark making. And you get around a bunch of printmakers. And because I think paint, like graphic design, definitely attracts certain people who are willing to precision.
Mm-hmm.
If it's letterpress, hey, no spell check here. You got to know how to spell things.
Yeah.
Your letterpress is very precise. Painting is a different people than printmaking. And I think printmaking encompasses so many different things. It's drawing. It can be graphic design. It's between all the processes, there's a huge world of things that you will never learn all of those things.
Obviously, you had the desire as a young lady to do something creative.
Mm-hmm.
You could have picked up a brush and dabbed some oil on a canvas.
Right.
You could have drawn pictures with charcoal.
Right.
You decided to go into this field that costs a lot of money to get stuff.
Well, I did all those in undergraduate here. You have to take painting, sculpture, 3D, 2D. And I did a lot of painting, I did sculpture, I did ceramics. Printmaking is hard, but it's the thing you stay up till 2 a.m. doing. It's the thing you get up early to do. There are some things you do and you can really appreciate other people doing them, like painting. I love looking at paintings. I'm a horrible painter.
Huh.
It does not work for me.
Right.
And it's not the kind of thing I'm so passionate about that I'll like skip a meal.
Mm-hmm.
To do it. Like I was at the print shop this morning carving with another printmaker. You know, I kind of forgot to have lunch before I came here because we were so... Now, if I was painting, I would have stopped for lunch. And the other awesome thing about printmaking, which is not true of painting, there's always something magic that happens.
Huh.
Let's say you're doing a lithograph, which is using greasy mark on a stone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so you're going to draw it. So now you have your drawing. Okay. So now you're going to etch it, and now you're going to roll it up. You have control, but you don't have complete control. So something's going to happen, something that's going to change your drawing into something else. And I think that's the exciting thing for me.
Yeah.
Also, like, I'm doing a relief print, and I know what it looks like while I'm carving it, but when I ink it up and print it, there's going to be something that happened. There's a transformation from the drawing I put on to what I'm printing. And that's very exciting, because... it can be a good change or a bad change. And if you learn to control the medium, then you have more control over what's going to happen, but you still don't have total control.
So you depend on the luck of the draw and what the universe wants.
And you just take, you go with what you have, and then I was working with someone today, and they said the S word, which is sometimes a good sign. That means that they did something they didn't mean to do. So instead of looking at it and saying, well, you screwed that up, you look at it and you say, okay, well, now we have to think of this in a different way.
Huh.
How can we use that as a positive?
Now, you mentioned Valparaiso.
Yeah.
That's where you were born and raised?
Mm-hmm.
So you stayed in Valparaiso for how long?
18 years.
Okay.
I then
came to IU.
Right. I had friends who had... I was considering going to the Art Institute, which is a big city.
Oh, yeah.
And I had friends during high school who would drive down to Bloomington.
Yeah.
And we would just drive around at night, you know, evening, listen for music, get out of the car, there was a house show. And that's how we found the Bloomington scene.
Huh.
Was just coming down for house shows. And then I thought, I'm moving there. And
there's where I want to be.
And I've never left. Printmaking department, IU is a really great department. But what do you do if you want to live here after that?
Yeah.
Or, you know, if you've studied printmaking in undergrad, so you've got another degree, where are you going to go? In your basement with a spoon to print? So, you know, having decided to actually live here, that's the reason we've been here 5 years, I think, is because in Bloomington there's enough, like I said, people leave, but more people come in, and there's enough interest in printmaking that this place has stayed open. And if it wasn't for that, there would be no Bloomington Print Collective. And it's the energy people bring in, not just their supplies or their equipment, but their energy and their passion for printmaking, and having a little community of printmakers, and it kind of helps keep it alive.
That was the co-founder of the Bloomington Print Collective, Danielle Urschel, speaking with WFHB's Michael Glab. You can hear all episodes of Big Talk at WFHB.org.